Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Welcome to this Sunday. You're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy. And I'm glad you're doing this. You know, this is good for you. Just like it's good and therapeutic for me to get up here and talk and share my stories, it's good for you. You know why? Because I tell you about some of the bad things that have happened to me during my career. I've taken a lot of lefts where I should have taken a right or gone straight. And I've skinned my knees and I've learned lessons. And this show is all about the workforce of today and tomorrow. And I want to tell you about my mistakes, why, so that you don't repeat them. I want you to learn from them. So I'm an open book. I'll share with you some stories. I also talk about different things each week on the show that are designed to help you to be more effective, more productive, and just a better person in general. And I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people as my guests each week. And I'm proud this week, again, I have another great guest. But as I do, like every week, I tell you a story. I tell you a little something to kind of get your blood going, make you think right off the bat. And this story I'm going to tell you about is about me, Pete the Job Guy. What, you know, I spent 10 years of my life over 230 pounds. And right at 6 feet tall, I was carrying a little extra weight. I always thought I was a big guy. You know, I lifted weights. I didn't run, didn't do much cardio. And back when I was in the Navy, even as, you know, in 23, 24 years old, to run a mile and a half in 13 minutes, that's tough. I was carrying a lot of weight, and that was tough to do. And I always thought, well, maybe I need to lose about 10 pounds or so. I had back problems. Matter of fact, after a while, I had degenerative disc disease, and I had to have a laminectomy, a little back operation, an L5-S1. I'm all good. Everything's fine nowadays. But I had some knee troubles. I also had the onset of high blood pressure, and I had a lot going on, right? I tell you this story because, you know, one day I just got committed and said, you know what, I'm going to lose a little bit of weight, and I'm going to dial it back into the careers and how it affects employment and how it affects the workforce of today and tomorrow. But as I tell you this, I had to, you know, I had fatigue, I was tired, but I started working out. I changed my diet completely. I lost 10 pounds, got down to about 225, and said, you know what, I'm still just about 10 pounds overweight. I stayed on with my diet and working out, and then I lost another 10 pounds, get down to about 215, and people start noticing, saying, geez, Pete, you look a lot better. You look younger, a little healthier, right? Well, I kept going on my journey, got down to 205, to 195. I got down all the way to 175, and I hung out there for a long time. Why? Because guess what? All those other little problems that I had, the back aches, the knee problems, my blood pressure, I had cholesterol that was soaring, all went away as soon as I lost weight. And I felt better. I looked better. I was a healthier guy, and I've been able to maintain it. So right now, I'm probably around 195, but I stay between 175 and maybe 200. I go up and down. I'm not crazy about it, but I feel better. I look better. I miss less work. And I am a microcosm of what's going on a macro level in the United States of America. Do you know that more than one third of Americans are overweight to the point of being obese? One third, that it's unbelievable. It's an epidemic in the United States. There's 117 million Americans that have one or more chronic illnesses. And that accounts for over 75% of all the healthcare costs in the United States. The people that have weight problems. Now, listen, I'm not telling people that, hey, you know what, things happen. It's hard. It is hard. I know it's hard. Sometimes I'm a path of least resistance eater. And sometimes you get a knee injury or something's bad to prevent you from exercise. I get it. I get it, folks, okay? Life gets in the way. But the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they estimate that nearly 86
million Americans have prediabetes, but what's worse than that is less than 10% of them are even aware of it. It's tough, guys. It's tough. The top two chronic health conditions driving health-related costs for employers right now are depression and obesity. It's an epidemic, guys. We've got to do something about it. And, you know, there's five quick things that we can do every day. Five quick things. Now, listen. Number one is get up and move around. Just walk. They say walking for 30 minutes a day is all you need to do to start seeing some results. You got to eat healthy, right? That has to happen. We got to get better at that. You know, it isn't always McDonald's and chicken wings and pizza. We've got to look, and we got to make better options and choices because, you know, healthier employees, there's so many studies, healthier employees are more productive and effective employees. That's not everywhere. I mean, these are generally accepted statistics based on data that's been collected and studies that have been done. Healthy employees make more productive employees. Why? Because they miss less work. And they're less expensive for employers because they have less illnesses and they don't go to the doctor quite as much. One thing that's important, they say, is having a waist size that's half of your height is important. Half your height or lower. So if I'm 6 feet tall, that's 72 inches, I should have a 36 waist or less. Waist or less. And I do. You know, it's important to me. Another one, this one's tough. Okay, well, first one's easy, is not smoking. Don't smoke. If you smoke, stop smoking. Pete the Job Guy is telling you right now, stop smoking. If you got an ashtray, don't have an ashtray, okay? If you have cigarettes, stomp on them. Don't smoke. It's crazy to smoke right now. I mean, there's so much information out there. Those commercials should scare you to death, all right? They should, because cigarettes are going to smoke you to death, right? Just stop. No smoking. But the next one is, and this is what I say is hard, drink alcohol in moderation. What do you mean drink in moderation? Don't you know what life is? Life is hard. Give me my booze. No, just kidding. Listen, no matter what you do, you should do it in moderation, whether you eat, drink, all that stuff. But alcohol shouldn't be something, you know, you can't wait till you get home to all of a sudden start drinking, you know, and then drink in excess and pass out. And you can't do that. Okay, so you drink in moderation. There's five little things you can do to help you get on your journey. I tell you all this, why? Because my life got better when I lost the weight and kept it off. My life got better. My employment got better. I missed less work. I felt healthier, and I became more productive. And you folks that are in the workforce, use me as an example, all right? And it worked for me, and I'm saying it will work for you. All right, hard workers, that brings us to our guest. And this week, just like every week, I have one of Jacksonville's most influential people on. Today, we have Katie Norton. And let me tell you a little bit about Katie's background. Katie is a certified health coach. Her passion is helping people find their healthy. And we're going to find out what that means. She received her certification from Villanova School of Nursing and COPE, Certified Obesity Prevention and Education. Her own personal journey of reaching her 40s and finding herself overweight and pre-diabetic, remember what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, inspired her to work with a life coach or with a health coach. She's lost a total of 56 pounds on her journey to optimal health and is now passionate about helping others on their journey to finding their health. Katie, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete. I'm happy to be here.
Now, I have to say, Katie, I've known you for a while. You look fantastic.
Thanks.
So you really did lose 56 pounds?
It's crazy, but yes, it's hard to believe that I ever gained that much weight over what I should be, but I gained it and lost it. Yeah, Thank goodness.
You know what I never do is pass judgment, like with people, because life's hard and you don't know it. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens. And then some people have conditions and stuff. It's not always just I overeat, right?
Exactly. It's not. It's stress. Sometimes we'll put the weight on you and health issues where maybe you can't get the movement in. And sometimes, you know, like the economy even has an impact on people's health because of maybe they can't afford to eat as well as they think they can, so they go to McDonald's all the time. I did some of that myself.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, I'm a McVIP myself, you know, once in a while. You know, I want to read one statistic to you and tell me what you think about this. This is one that I said at the beginning of the show. Okay, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that nearly 86% of Americans have prediabetes and this is the one that gets me, less than 10% of those people are even aware of their condition.
I would agree. I had no idea that I was pre-diabetic until I went to the doctor and got my blood work, you know, as you do on your annual visits. And I would definitely agree. People walk around in the dark. They don't, sometimes just because they don't like to go to a doctor. Men in particular, they avoid the doctor like the plague.
Well, you got that right.
So they walk around with lots of things going on that they don't know about. And it's preventable. Like, that's the pre. Let's prevent it. Let's not get there.
Right. You know, I'll tell you, you were probably like me. Like, I had over 56 pounds that I lost myself. It was about 60 pounds that I lost. And on my journey, but just getting to that point where I'm actually going to do something about it. There's no shortage of things on TV, on the internet, do this diet, this du jour, this. It's not that easy. And a lot of them, you start it and then you stop it almost as quickly as you started. I know, because I go to the gym quite frequently and I see a lot of folks in January.
Mm-hmm.
They're a New Year's resolution. Tapers off a little bit in February and March, it evens back out, it just seems like.
They sure
do.
What
gets people to that first step, and how can they get to a program that they're going to stick with?
You know, I believe that sometimes, like at the beginning of the year, everybody sets a New Year's resolution, but by the third week of January, they're not going to the gym. They're not following a diet or a structured nutrition of any kind. And everyone says they know what to do. Like, I know what to eat. I know what not to eat. It's just all the temptation around. And then if you're married or in a relationship or have kids, sometimes it's just the fact that not everybody else is on board with what you want to do. So you get frustrated with having to fix two meals and having to, to work against. Instead of being the leader, you choose to fall in and follow again.
Right.
And if we could flip our mindset and say, I'm going to be the leader in this area of my family or of my life. I'm going to be the one who sets the example and I'm going to push through. It's hard to do that. You know, it's hard to be the one who stands out and pushes through and is strong.
And, you know, that's so true. My wife will tell you, she just lost 40 pounds in the last year and a half.
Fantastic.
And she's been on a journey, but she's found something that works for her now. And I honestly think, she resented me, you know, having to go run or, you know, I wanted to eat a certain way. And, you know, I don't want to eat out again. I don't want to eat that food. It was different. Now we're kind of, you know, we're getting a little bit older and we're kind of committed to being healthy so we can be around for each other. But just getting there, and then also your support network, right?
Yeah, so important. Like, I look at the way I work with my clients is with four components. I look at it from the point of they need someone to be accountable to. They need someone who'll celebrate their success because they may not have that person in their life. And they need someone who'll teach them healthy habits. And then that's the next step is the learning the healthy habits. There's obesogenic habits that you have that are going to cause obesity. And then there's leptogenic habits that are going to cause you to be thin. And if you don't know what those healthy habits are, then you're going to keep falling in the same routines over and over again. And you can lose a lot of weight fast on many of these diet programs that are out there because that's what they're designed to do, to give you immediate satisfaction. However, if your mind doesn't catch up with your body, you are not going to be able to maintain that and keep it off. So you want to get to an optimal weight and then get your health optimal all the way around. It's not just about being thin. It's about being, having a healthy stress life, having a healthy exercise routine, all those things. And then the other thing that I look at is community support. You talked about it, having that support system. So even if it's not in your own household, finding a community of people who have that are like-minded that want the same things to support you, cheer you on, celebrate you, share tips and what's working for them, and then having a good structured nutrition. If someone has those four components in place, they can be successful for a long, lifelong.
Man, you know, that isn't, because a lot of people, when they decide, okay, I'm going to do something about it, and you hit the nail on the head with the resolution, too, because that's usually what it is, and people even kind of look forward to it, and they overeat through the holidays thinking, I'm going to do my resolution starts January 1st, I'm going to start, but right now I'm going to plow through these cheeseburgers and the never-ending bowl of fries and this, because January 1st, I'm going to start, and you know, either they self-embark, which is, and they don't have a support system, and they have a plan that they're loosely following, and then as soon as they fall off, the wagon, and you know, the cheeseburger was right there, and you know, I had too many beers with my buddies, and everybody had wings, and we did this and ate. And then once they're off, they're off, and mm-hmm. they kind of disembark on their weight loss or their fitness journey or whatever it is, because they don't have a support system or somebody in their corner. You know, you said you help bring in your clients to help them to find their healthy. Tell me about that. What is that?
Well, I think that not everybody's version of healthy is the same. And whenever I look at, you know, what weight I feel good at versus someone else, what weight they might feel good at, it may not be what's on a BMI chart. It may not be a particular measurement, and they have to find what makes them feel good. You know, what makes the pain go away in their body? What makes the inflammation go away in their body? What makes their heart happy? What makes them mentally feel good about themselves? Because healthy, like I said before, isn't just about your weight. It's about head to toe being the person that you want to be.
How did you get into coaching?
Well, it was really my own experience. Whenever I found myself, I was in a pretty stressful situation, and that stress.
Who isn't? Okay, we
are. Right. It was kind of a stressful time in my life, and I put on all the weight, and I kept trying to outwalk the fork, outrun the fork, and you just can't do that, right? So I ran into some good friends of mine who, the last time I had seen them, they were both grossly obese. They were obese. Mm-hmm. They were beyond obese. And I ran into them in St. Augustine, and I said, "Hey, what happened to the rest of you?"
Right?
And between the two of them, they had lost 177 pounds.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we're talking significant weight loss. And I said to them, "What did you do? You look fantastic." And they said that they just took back control of their life and their health, and that they were actually had gotten certified as health coaches. And mm-hmm. I said, "I'm interested in talking to you. Give me your card." Well, I waited 2 months. This was in December, right? I did the holiday thing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Right. And then January 1st came, and I thought I was going to do it on my own, and I didn't do it on my own. And then it was coming up on Super Bowl weekend, so I wasn't going to miss out on nachos on Super Bowl weekend.
Not.
Wasn't going to miss out on Valentine's candy,
dip.
Even if I had to buy it myself. All that stuff. And I made a decision to call them. It was towards the end of January. Called them and said, "You know what? What does it look like to work with you as a health coach?" That was the best thing I could have done, because they structured everything for me. I was able to, whenever I struggled or I wanted to do something off plan, I could call them and reach out to them. They just held me accountable, and they celebrated with me. You know, that's one of the biggest things, Pete. I really do think people don't get celebrated enough. And whenever they're getting celebrated for something that they're doing for their own health, they're going to keep on doing it, because they're going to see the results. They're going to know other people are seeing it. They're going to feel great about themselves.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, I follow you on Facebook, and you bring so much positive energy, and I you're a champion for people, you know, and you tell personal stories and you share, and it's good to see. And, you know, tell us a little bit about that too.
Well, I kind of choose to live out loud. And I mean, you might find me on Facebook with no makeup. You might find me with my hair not done. You might even find it with it not washed. However, but I find so many people respond to that, Pete.
Because you're real.
They just connect, you know. They want to be around you. And I'm surprised at how many people will message me, and they want to connect. They want a community. So I feel like I'm building a community of health, even if they're not my clients. And I have had several people contact me and say, "You know what? I know that, you know, I'm not working with you, but I just want you to know that you inspired me, and I've lost 30 pounds because I've been following you and you and your energy," like you were saying. I mean, I'm really humbled that you say that, but your energy is what's, you know, keeping me going. I watch all your lives, and I'm like, really? Someone's actually watching them?
They're interesting. They're short. They're rather compelling, and when you stop watching it, you feel better at the end of it, because they're just real, and it's a great delivery, too, and a good message.
See, if they could just see my smile right now.
Well, listen, you're a certified health coach. Let's talk about your training.
Okay. Well, what I focus on is, you know, key areas of health. So I will do a health assessment with someone. Are you talking about my training or what I do with
my
clients?
Both. I know you had to, you know, you had to get certified.
I went through several hours of training, a very complex exam. Mm. and then I continue to like continuing education mm-hmm. on a regular basis, almost weekly basis. Right. That I'm always, I mean, health doesn't really change. The components of health don't really change.
Yep.
I mean, however, the way people approach it does change. So you want to stay on top of it so that you know what other people are looking to do and whether or not that's something you want to endorse.
Right.
Right. So, but the way that I convey that over to my clients is I'll do a health assessment with them. I mm-hmm. want to know what their why is. I want to know exactly why they want to get healthy. And once I know their true, deep down, burning desire why, whether it's because they want to be able to crawl around on the floor with their kids or their grandkids, or whether it's because they want to be able to be more successful. I mean, you mentioned earlier about career mm-hmm. and about how much health affects your career life and even affects the statistics for insurance for companies whenever you have unhealthy employees. So it might be that they want to be more successful in their career and they need more energy to do it and they need more stamina to do it. And that means they need to get healthy. So I want to get down and drill down to their why. And then once I know their why, I can compel them to keep going. And then I focus on finding out, you know, what's their sleep habits? How's their hydration? How much exercise are they doing? Do they feel like they have energy? And then I will coach them on eating every 2 to 3 hours. We won't put that in there. That was funny. I fell out of the chair.
Okay,
just so you
that
know.
Just happened, folks. That's the greatest thing about radio. This, Mark Kay, my hero in radio, his is all video. His is all on Facebook for you to see. All this live streaming, that would have been a great shot right there. Seeing
it
Katie
would've.
Fall out of the chair. Tell us about how to be healthy. And falls out of the chair.
But you know, I'm stress-free because I'm laughing about it, and that's what else I work on with my clients. Stress-free.
Oh, boy. All right, that music tells us right now that we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Katie, stay with us. I want you to join us when we come back after the commercials. Guys, you're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Today with me is Katie Norton, certified health coach, and we're glad she is here. Here's this. Now, if being healthy and fit is 80% nutrition, 20% exercise, why would somebody want to work with a health coach?
From my own experience, too, you know this, too, it's hard to do it on your own. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We mentioned it earlier, you know what to do. I mean, there's too many resources out there. You could Google everything that you want to know about health and how to get, how to lose weight. And there's a million ways to do it. But until you have someone that can ground you and keep you accountable, you may not be able to do that on your own. You may give up. You may eat the ice cream. You may see it's nice to get in that nice little gentle fat burn and be losing weight and losing weight and losing weight. And then the ice cream comes along and takes you out of it and you fall off the wagon.
Right.
But if you have someone that you can work with and you can confess to them without judgment that you ate the ice cream, then they can encourage you. Okay, we'll just get back on track with the next meal. This isn't over.
Right.
This does not set you backwards forever.
Right.
This is just one meal, one choice. You didn't cheat. You made a choice.
Right. You know, I can say from my own personal experience, I feel better being thin and in shape. I'm 54 years old. You know what? I like to say I'm old and I'm bald, but I don't want to be the trifecta, old, bald, and fat. I control that element. I do feel better. I get up early in the morning. I run. I watch what I eat during the day. And I have more energy than people half my age. I really do. You know, and I'm busy all day. And I think taking care of myself does help me to be more effective and productive as an employee. And I think for my employer, I'm a less expensive employee because I rarely go to the doctor. I go because of my age. I have to have, you know, have to be looked at once in a while and make sure everything's moving around the way it should be. But that's about it. I don't go with headaches or backaches. My cholesterol's in check. I don't have hypertension, and I'm not dealing with so many of the other things that, you know, sorry, Mike, my brother, you know, he's got Mike's carrying some extra pounds right now, and he does have hypertension, and he does have, you know, some cholesterol issues. Mike, I love you to death, for crying out loud, you know, and I want you to be around for a long time. This is going to my brother, you know. Listen to what we're talking about here, my man, because I care about you. I love you. I want you to be around for a long time. But this is what happens. And I do, and I love relating it to the workforce. You know, you've had an exciting career journey, and I know you know you've made a decision to be an entrepreneur. You work for you, and you do it successfully. I know for many years you did Mary Kay.
I did it for 10 years. And that's what I love about health coaching, because I'm working one-on-one with people again.
All right.
You know, I'm making people feel good about themselves again.
Right.
So I've been, you know, whenever I first came to Florida, and I shared this story on Facebook the other day, and you kind of asked me if maybe I would share a little bit out of it. About it. But whenever I moved to Florida, I was 25 years old and my son was 18 months. I was recently divorced and I had made the decision. I'd come down on vacation. My sister lived here and we kind of connived together that I should move to Florida. And so I decided that's what I would do. And my brother and sister-in-law had come home in between at that time. And I remember her telling me, I said, I'm moving to Florida. I'm going to be y'all's neighbors. I was so excited. And she said to me, you just need to stay right in your mama's house because you don't have any way to make it in Florida. Which was a challenge that I accepted.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And I made the decision. I had an old Nissan Maxima. I sold that car for $1,000. I loaded up everything I owned in a Ryder truck and strapped my son in the jump seat of that truck in his car seat. We came to Florida. And, you know, it might have been a little bit of a struggle at first. I stayed with my sister for a while, but eventually got out on my own. And I worked for the soft drink company for a while. And, and then I discovered entrepreneurship with Mary Kay. And I made it.
Yeah, you were.
I did pretty darn good.
One thing I know about Katie is when she gets behind something, number one, she got to believe in her product. When she believes in her product, you know, she's going to make sure everybody knows about it, and hears about it. Mary Kay, that wasn't just a marginal thing. You drove around. You got the pink Cadillac. You were the top producer. And you built quite a client base. I know that about you. But here you are now. And I know the only reason why you're being a health coach right now is because you care about people and you believe in that system. Is that right?
100%. And I got to tell you, Pete, it was fun pulling up in her driveway in a pink Cadillac.
Check this out, Mom. I'm not going to make it.
That was so fun. But it has been fun. That makes it even more fun along the way whenever you can be successful, but also help people. I mean, it really is a joy to be able to help somebody, you know, find they're healthy. I mean, that rings true for me. It just hits my heart whenever I think about people that are struggling with their weight and then that struggles with their self-esteem. It affects their family. It affects everything about them.
Right.
And it's not a judgment or a negative towards them. It's just, it brings on a lot of hard times.
Right.
And I thinking about business a minute ago, and sad as it is, whenever you do have that weight on you, unfortunately, people do judge, and sometimes you don't get the opportunities that you want.
Right.
And there's help out there. There's a way to get healthy for every area of your life.
Right. Katie, if people want to learn more about your program, if they want to reach out to you directly, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach out to me. They can find me on Facebook, of course. Katie Norton, Certified Health Coach. That's how you would look me up on my page. Or they can even call me. Just call me, 904-903-1179. You can always email me as well, katie@findingyourhealthy.com. But find me on Facebook.
Hey, Katie, I know you're a very good, polished public speaker. And you're, you know, I want to say you're on the circuit, but you talk in front of large groups and talk about the different programs and options. And you tell motivational stories that are basically tailored to the audience. Is that right? And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I actually work with, I like to go into women's groups and do motivational conversations with them about their health. And so women's groups, women's luncheons, larger platforms, Also, I like to go into companies and talk to their employees about health. Companies are implementing health programs all the time. I'm happy to be the voice for them to encourage their employees to be healthy and set up a program for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, wellness programs, I mean, if companies haven't adopted them, they're like ostriches right now with their heads in the sand because healthier employees cost them less, they're more effective and productive. So many companies have a wellness program. What a great way to kick off a wellness program is to bring you out there and do a motivational presentation and offer options to people.
And I also work with physicians as well. So I do have a relationship with them. They love the program. And that's makes me feel good.
Good. You know, Katie, I know you listen to the show and quite a bit, and I never let my guests off the hook without asking them this question. If you know, knowing everything that you know now, what advice would you go back and give maybe 20-year-old Katie?
I have good advice for 20-year-old Katie. Some of it's confidential.
Love it.
But... oh, wow, just going back to the story of my sister-in-law telling me that I needed to stay right in my mama's house and that I wouldn't make it. And it's, don't let someone else be your voice. Don't let other people's discouragement get in your head and be the voice that you hear over and over again. You know, I've been an entrepreneur now for too many years to count, I think, 23 years. And I wouldn't change that at all. It's been some risk. There's been some times that have been lean, but it's been a joy to be able to raise my son, work from home. Whenever my husband takes off work, I can go take off work with him, and I can still have that income coming in. So I would say don't be afraid to go after something that you really, really want, and don't let anyone else discourage you. Just let those naysayers and goal gobblers and vision vandalers go right away.
I love it. Hey, Katie, you know, you're one of those people that you're your own product. I mean, you have gone through this transformation based on these principles that you share now with your clients. And with your permission, I'd like to post your pictures, your before after, but I need your permission. I'll put them on my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. Give me the green light and I'm going to put them up.
Absolutely. I'd be honored, Pete.
Okay. You know what? And Katie, I want to thank you for spending this Sunday morning with us and our listeners. I think one more time, if you could just put out your contact information and how people can see your program and reach out to you.
Okay, thank you. You can find me on Facebook on my personal page at Katie Akers Norton. You can find my business page at Katie Norton, Certified Health Coach. And then you can reach me by phone through 904-903-1179. Phone or text is great. And then an email would be katie@findingyourhealthy.com. My website is for my clients, so I won't share that until we've had a chance to talk.
Well, thank you so much, Katie. Have a great week, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Another great guest. Boy, every Sunday morning we have people that come in here and tell us about their career journeys. They tell us about things that are going to help us to be more effective and productive. And I have some great guests lined up in the weeks to come, guys. I mean, some really, really sharp people. And when I say some of Jacksonville's most influential people, I mean it. So I can't wait to tell you about the lineup that I have. Guys, you know what I do. I'm a career expert. My name is Pete the Job Guy, sure, but I'm Pete Langlois, and I run a staffing company. And I have done this successfully for many years right here in Jacksonville, Florida. My company is SNI Companies, and our number is 904-713-2550. If you're an IT professional, you're a technology, one of you techie geeks out there, right? I can say it because I am one myself. We have a division, SNI Technology, that is dedicated 100% to placing technology professionals. Whether you're looking for an engagement as let's say you're a contractor and you want to help out doing a conversion, an upgrade, a migration, or some development, or you're in the business intelligence space and you like creating reports, usable reports that are going to help people, Whatever it is, we have technology professionals that only deal with technology professionals day in and day out. It's led by a gentleman by the name of Ben Cusson, and I've worked with Ben Cusson for many, many years. Ben knows how to find top talent. He's surrounded by great technology recruiters, but he can sit down with IT managers of all types, application development, infrastructure, it doesn't matter. He can talk to you about where you're at, what are your upcoming needs, and he can find the talent for you. You know, if you place an ad out right now, you're going to get the best of what's available on the market. That means who's ever looking right now at ads, you're going to get those people, right? Ben and his team, they keep their project resources busy. When they roll off one project, they go to another and to the next. Or if they're going to do direct placement, i.e., if you're a hiring manager and you need to hire someone and you call Ben, the people that he and his team call are people that have jobs, and they're not looking at ads. They have a good job, but Ben and his team, always the recruiters, they talk to people and say, what if I could get you a little closer to home, or I could get you a little bit more money or better benefits or a career trajectory or technology that's cutting edge that you really want to get your hands on? Whatever it is, Ben is always talking to people. His team of recruiters are always finding people that aren't on the market. These are passive seekers, folks. You know, we have a division here in at SNI Companies called SNI Financial, and some of the great people in that division are Ryan and Virginie, and I like to reside in that division as well, and others. And what we do is only deal with accounting and finance professionals day in and day out. We find them jobs, or we help companies find the talent. You know, and we talk to the passive seekers, and we also talk to clients. And I've been fortunate. I've been in this business for so long here in Jacksonville. There are staff accountants I placed 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that are now CFOs and, you know, and vice presidents of finance and COOs of companies. And when they need help, they call Pete the job guy. If you need help finding accounting and finance professionals, call us at SNI Financial. That number is 904-713-2550. We also have accounting now. And staffing now as our in our family of brands here locally. And if you need temporary talent or temp to hire in accounting and finance, our Accounting Now division can help you. Maybe you have a complicated month end or year end, a quarter end, and you need another set of hands for a finite or a defined or undefined period of time. You call Accounting Now, 904-713-2550. And in our Staffing Now division, that's general office administrative clerical type people. So we supply data entry, customer service people, maybe you know, an HR assistant on a temporary or temp to perm basis, and our team will be happy to help you. Maybe you need a vacation coverage. Someone's going on vacation or perhaps having a baby and they need to be out and you need to someone to come in for 3 weeks or 6 weeks. You call Staffing Now at 904-713-2550, and they're happy to help as well. If you're looking for that next step in your professional career and you'd like to talk to one of our talented recruiters right here in town, call us at SNI Companies, or if you just want to talk to me, Pete the Job Guy, and have me help you, I'd be happy to help you. And that's always 904-713-2550. You can always reach out to me via email, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. You can always go to my website. If you want to hear this podcast and all my past podcasts, you can go to PeteTheJobGuy.com and click on it. But this is what, now we're coming to one of my favorite parts of the show. This is where you want to put a pen to paper and take some notes, because Coach Larry is going to give us a leadership lesson. If you're a longtime listener, if you just listened to past few weeks, you hear Coach Larry gives us, helps managers to become more effective leaders by giving, you know, it's short tips, but you should employ them each week. That's why I ask you to put pen to paper, write this down, and then do something differently as a result of the tips that Coach Larry gives you. Without any further ado, guys, I'd like to introduce Coach Larry with his leadership lessons.
As many of you know, I'm a coach and I teach coaching. I work with a lot of leaders who want to develop their coaching skills, and I coach them on their coaching. Yes, I said coach and coaching a lot. But today I'm going to give you three of the top mistakes I see leaders make when they try to coach. But first, a quick reminder of what do I mean by coaching? Well, I like Sir John Whitmore's, yes, Sir John Whitmore's definition. He said, coaching has two main objectives: to help the person become aware of the truth of the situation and how to move forward, and to help the person take responsibility for implementing their plan, and to do that by asking questions. I added that last part. So here we go. Mistake number one, that's not tracking. Not tracking. On one occasion, an associate was being coached on their failing department. They were not making their numbers. The associate knew it. He was a pretty senior person. The employees knew it. And he was concerned for his job and for his family. He didn't know what to do. So what did the coach ask? Well, the coach looked down at his list of coaching questions and asked, "What makes your heart sing?" Can a heart even sing, I wondered. The problem was that the coach was more worried about what question to ask than being fully present and listening. So how do you track? First of all, you need to be fully present and listening. Second, think of it like double-clicking on Wikipedia. Tracking is like double-clicking. For example, if you're in Wikipedia and you do a search on mammals, then you double-click on felines, then you double-click on kittens. See what I mean by tracking? Okay, maybe that was a bad example. But as coaches, we need to double down when we hear someone make a standout comment. Perhaps they used a word that was a stronger meaning or had strong emotion tied to it. Then that is something worth tracking and asking further about. For example, if someone said, "The division is failing and I'm worried about my family," you might ask, "Where should we focus, the failing division or the family?" And if the associate says, "Well, let's focus on family," then you can ask, "Well, all right, what's your biggest concern with your family?" And so on. So tracking is following along with what the person is saying and asking them about those particular topics, and not something completely different like their singing heart. Mistake number two, not going deeper. Remember Whitmore's definition? Coaching is about helping that person find out the truth, take responsibility, and move forward. And that's some pretty deep stuff. One thing I notice with new coaches, that it's like watching a tennis match. The coach serves up a question. The associate answers back. The coach asks another question. Associate answers back, and so forth. In order to go deeper, it is important for the associate to think hard about the question, to come up with things that he or she would not have come up with on their own. So instead of playing tennis, ask the associate, "Well, what else?" Then you could ask them, "And what else?" Have them come up with additional options until they've exhausted their brain and you hear some healthy silence in the conversation. So go deeper, ask them what else to come up with additional options for the situation. Mistake number three. The most common mistake I hear coaches do is that they give advice. This is often the most challenging for coaches. After all, you're all good at solving problems, so why not give them advice? Well, when you do that, you're teaching them to keep coming to you for the answers. So why not help them figure it out for themselves by asking them questions? Who knows? They may come up with a better solution than you would have thought of. Now, does that mean you should never give advice? No, but let them try to figure it out first. So what are your coaching challenges? Reach out to me if you need any resources on coaching or if you want a complimentary coaching session. You can find me at my website, MendozaAndO'Brien.com. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Coach Larry. MendozaAndO'Brien.com. I urge all the listeners to go out there and engage that man. He's out there to help you to be an effective leader. Guys, here's a fun part of the show. This is where we have our Boston Danny with the Boston Update. And if you want a shout out, maybe you have a birthday, an anniversary, or big event, you just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, fill out the little special request, and the world famous Boston Danny will give you a wicked piss a shout out like nobody else. With no further ado, let's go to Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here. So I've decided you've heard enough facts and stats about Boston. I'm going to try to personalize these talks a little bit more. So please bear with me. I promise I'll still pepper in some history and local lore occasionally because Boston still has a lot of untouched tidbits we haven't touched on, but I'm going to try to keep it fun and but not boring. So here we are. We're in March in New England. Last Monday, we got 16 inches of snow. It didn't stop snowing until around 8 a.m., and at one point, the snow was accumulating at 2 to 3 inches an hour. An hour, folks. That is something to see. Snowflakes the size of your coffee cup. So the commute was pretty interesting, to say the least. Most hard workers like myself were up and at them at 5 a.m. or earlier trying to clear it out, having ready the equipment needed by all of us up here, shovels, ice scrapers, snow blowers, very important when one of these occur. But at 3 inches an hour, once I cleaned my cars and driveway and turned around to see it needed it all over again, wasn't depressing at all. But all my neighbors, you know, everybody pitches in and we help each other out to shovel everything out. I rock a 10 horsepower snow thrower that will throw cobblestones, I swear to God. So it does its best. It's a little bit older, but I keep it in shape and I do the maintenance so it does it. And I do my part for my elderly friends in the neighborhood. But this storm, I pulled the starter cord out, you know. Thank God for electric starters, and I was able to finish and get to work. Yep, we had a delayed opening that day. So long story short, the snow is piled up everywhere, and the temperatures haven't gone above 20 yet all week, so it hasn't gone anywhere. And in Boston, the snow piles are impressive. And I'm not even going to get into the parking space battles that occur around here once you shovel your car out. Unless you've lived up here for a couple of winters, you just can't comprehend what goes on when people shovel out their cars and claim their spot. But the sun is out and the end is in sight. Spring will come. Once St. Patrick's Day is here, things will start getting better. You know, there's nothing like opening up your back door to, you know, 2 feet of snow, 9 degrees, and hear the birds chirping. But that's another whole story to get into. So here's some shout-outs for this one here. A happy birthday to Zoe Orr. Know that your name is revved up here because of the hockey great Bobby Orr, so you got that going for you. And a very happy birthday to Crew and Lindy Langlois. Everyone recognizes that name. Have a wicked piss a day, and I hope all your wishes come through. So, brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday. Peter, I'll be talking to you later. Thanks, brothers.
All right, hard workers, that music tells us we're going to wrap it up right here. I want to thank my guest, Katie Norton. Katie is a certified health coach, and she's going to help you find your healthy. I want all you hard workers to go out there, have a great Sunday, have a big week, and be as effective and productive as you possibly can be. Go out there and get them, hard workers.